You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right. Cash, do a station ID.
Hold on. Maybe we got to start again because I got to have a name. Otherwise, I'm just going to do something racist.
I had a feeling.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Neil, girl. I'm here just a little bit.
Ooh, sweet, but
Wisey woo the bells a dizzle. This is an all gibberish episode of Jonah Razzazel with Yazega Zazashel Atchul.
Alright, people are actually gonna take that seriously after the Neil is Imaginary episode and the other dumb stuff. They're like, alright, I don't need to listen to this.
Quack a neckle washness. That was also Kakamahonars here.
Wing Shababo.
I'm not gonna do that.
Oh. Neil, oh man, it's so hard being your friend because you're always so much cooler than anything that happens.
I also like that. I'm not gonna participate in any of that gibberish as I sit here in my Drax Dem Sklounch shirt.
Yeah. Key and Peele Drax Dem Sklounch. Sklounsk?
Sklounced.
Yeah, sklounced. So it is time for Jonah Radio. We're doing this on a Friday, and hopefully we'll get this to you on the day because that's exciting.
Yeah.
What an instant thing! I'm wearing my Idols shirt because it is Idols Day. Their new album Ultramano just came out today, and that's very exciting for me because they're one of my new favorite bands.
That's awesome.
I'm sharp pink jersey.
It is very nice. It's long. It's a long shirt. You don't get that. I don't get like shirts that are my lengthwise that also fit my body.
It's this new. It's this new Corona fashion style. You either have I ate too much or I haven't been eating. Those are the two choices that you can click.
So Cash, you are now up in Santa Cruz, California. How was it up there?
It's nice. It's real beautiful. Apparently, it's supposed to get fiery this weekend. So, you know, there'll be that. But other than that, everything is great, guys. There's so less amount of people here. There's just like less. I mean, my wife. So sort of the same people, but there's less people surrounding us.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really nice. And I invite all of you, both the people on the podcast and listening, come on up. Just we got a yard now.
Nice.
In camp. Yeah.
That's great. Fun. That's very exciting. And you started work?
I did. I started work. Not brand new job, but same old job, new place, completely different. Let me tell you, the Trader Joe's on the edge of the wilderness in Santa Cruz and the Trader Joe's literally in the middle of the fucking craziness in West Hollywood could not be two different places. but everybody's been really nice. I did figure out that my memory is for faces. Because I cannot fucking tell the difference between my coworkers at this point because everybody's wearing masks. So it's like, oh, tall guy with a beard. Okay, yeah, you're one of seven people.
And then you realize you're just looking in a mirror.
Yeah, no, that happened. I was like, why is there fish swimming through my face? And then I reach down, try and grab the fish, and my face disappears.
Neil, you're editing some music video stuff. You're in the middle of like two different ones right now. Actually, you just finished.
I know we finished the one for the Mitch McConnell thing that came out yesterday or the day before.
We'll Mitch play McConnell. That, we'll play that later. Yeah.
Oh,
Mitch McConnell's like he's a trap DJ.
Oh, I thought you were trying to recall Norm McDonald. And I was like, I guess that's more Canada's job problem than ours.
Yeah. I think we should hurry up and replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mitch
McDonald.
McDonald, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. If only the comedy clubs were open.
And then are you allowed to say what the one you're working on now is, or is that
it's a video by the Postal Service that's also plugging the Postal Service.
Oh, great. Neil's like found a way to like really blend in his politics and his music taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just thought it was weird the order that they got all the letter carriers to get people to buy that album.
Yeah, right. Well, we are going to get the show started. Like I said, it's Idols Day. The new album, Ultramano, came out. I've listened through it once already, and it is really, really good. I like it a lot. I'm going to play a song from it called Anxiety. And when we come back, we'll get into some hoes. All right. Okay. Here we go.
Michael McDonald, and you're listening to Jonah Radio. Ooh,
ooh. Hey, all right. That was the new Idols, Anxiety. Very
That's
good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of bangers on that thing, man. It's really, really good. I was worried because it's like the singles that were coming out were all good, and I was just like, I hope it's not one of those things where it's like, you know, like you only really like the songs. Like, it's like they clearly put out the best songs for it, but there's some stuff in there and you're just like, oh shit, that's even better than that one of the singles they put out. So I was really stoked on that. Yeah. Really, really good. Well, God, I don't know what else to do.
Ooh, you know what? This week, I was out there, you know, working, hearing some chatter, and I think we should probably talk. Music news!
Oh, Cash, what a great idea! Oh my God, why didn't I?
I don't know.
Why didn't I think of that?
It just came to me kind of over the course of the week. Just little things here and there, and just kind of added it up.
Holy shit! Because we're a music podcast.
Yes, we converse in the music worlds. Neil,
we do. So here we go. We all know the band Anthrax, thrash metal legends Anthrax.
Mm-hmm.
They put out an album in the 80s called Spreading the Disease. Well, now they're hoping to stop it because they are putting out a hand sanitizer called Stop Spreading the Disease.
Oh, that's great for them. It's nice to see them getting it.
Cash, you're feeling a...
Well?
You feel... Neil, is Cash glitching out for you too, or is it just me?
A little bit.
Cash, turn off the Wi-Fi on your phone if you can.
That is a good call.
In the other room.
There we
go. Yeah, so you should turn off the Wi-Fi though. It's more because it's like pulling from the router. That's the reason why you turn the Wi-Fi off on your phone. So there's like more bandwidth for the music news. And I'm doing this not because I want to hear you guys, but it's for the music news.
I appreciate your sacrifices.
It's really nice of you to do that.
So yeah, next time you guys get a chance, turn off the Wi-Fi on your phone.
That goes for listeners too. If you're streaming this, turn off the Wi-Fi on your phone.
Yes. What other bands would be good to have like their own hand sanitizer? Like, I guess, I mean, if the Fat Boys ever put out another album as the Disorderlies, I guess that would be.
Yeah, your medical themed bands, which I say, and now I'm trying to think of a medical themed band.
What was the band that wore the band from like the early 2000s that wore like the face? Not Metric. They wore like the masks.
Slipknot?
No.
I was going to say Napalm Death, but that's not really a hand sanitizer situation. Your hands are just going to get eaten off by the napalm.
Yeah.
Anthrax.
Wasn't there a guy in Prince's band that dressed like a doctor?
I believe so. Although my connection to Prince is, I'm always just his animal magnetism was all I was looking at.
yeah, definitely. Cash, watch the mic on your beard, by the way.
Thank you.
Scratchy. When it comes to Trent Reznor, of course, we all think of soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He just did the Watchmen. Didn't he win for the Watchmen last week?
Exactly. And because of that Watchmen Emmy win, that means Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are a Tony Award away from being EGOT winners.
Ooh.
The Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony quadfecta.
So a lot of these, what existing property do you think Trent Reznor is going to turn into a musical? Like, is he going to make the movie, like, is he going to make the Captain America Civil War the musical, or is he going to make...
An Elephant Man musical?
Would be really interesting. Get David Lynch back.
Yeah, what about the 1920s Todd Browning classic Freaks, the musical?
Isn't that already a musical?
Is it?
I think there was some sort of attempt at it. How about The Warriors? That would be cool.
The Warriors. That, you know, The Warriors would be really great for a musical.
Yeah, it's just about... Yeah,
it's all ahead. all the costumes, and it's all the different set pieces. So it's like as the Warriors are going through, you know, the sets can change, and then like the new, you know, kind of people come in, and then it's a whole dance sequence. Probably one of the dance sequences would mimic the knife fight from the Beat It video from Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah, and then you build a whole song around sampling or doing like a stomp version of the bottles clinking.
Oh,
there you go.
Clink. Warriors, come out to brush on the stage. Brush on the stage.
They get those stomp guys back in gang gear.
Yeah, exactly. And then maybe that's what the Warriors musical is. It's just other It's like all the other gangs are like, there's Stomp is one of the gangs, the Blue Man Group is another one of the gangs.
Yeah, they're not trying to get back to Coney Island anymore. They're just trying to get down Broadway.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh no, we've come into the territory of the Mormons. And then it's you know, the Book of Mormon people coming in. Hello.
Mandy Patinkin plays the gang leader that attempts to assemble all of them and gets shot. Just, yes. Can you dig it? Carbo or in a coffee cup.
And Charlemagne the God plays the DJ. Telling everyone where, you know, the warriors are at and what's going on. But who would play, oh shit, what's his name? What's the main guy, the Can You Dig It guy? That would be Patinkin? Did you say that would be Patinkin?
That would be Patinkin, but I'm going to take it back. That's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Lin-Manuel Miranda will be the head leader of every gang.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quick change costumes.
Yeah.
Get on that face paint.
We recently talked about I just thought the Baseball Furies could also just be like, they're upset because they have no crowds at their games, and that's why they're off to get the Warriors. They're just trying to recruit people to stand, be in the stands. Yeah. Recently we reported that Van Morrison, singer Van Morrison, is putting out 3 songs of anti-mask wearing COVID-19 songs. He has already rallied against the pseudoscience that has shaped the COVID-19 pandemic, in his words, and he made a song called Born to Be Free, and let's just listen to a little bit of it. You want to hear, you guys want to hear just a little bit of
just
this? So far, it just sounds like library music.
Well, were the birds in the trees know something we can't see? 'Cause they know we were born to be free.
At this point, it could be about anything.
Yeah.
Don't need the government cramping my style. Give them an inch, they take a mile. Take you in with a phony smile, wouldn't you agree?
You can definitely hear some first, I'm only doing this once.
It's not normal. It's no kind of normal at all. Everyone seemed to have amnesia, just trying to remember the Berlin Wall. Some kind of new old
life. This is all over the map.
Yeah.
But it's not for the benefit of you and me. No, no, no.
No, no, no. Well, that was the first of 3 anti-masker, COVID hysteria songs from Irishman Van Morrison.
I know I said this to you guys earlier, but this is a guy, an Irish guy, who lived through the Troubles, where everybody was blowing each other up and was completely silent, and motherfucker's been inside for 6 months and is like, we gotta do something about it.
Neil, I don't want to butcher how it's said, Irish person, an Irishman?
Yes, that's
correct. Okay. As a proud Irishman, how do you feel about your country's biggest star?
Phil on it? Thin Lizzy? Yeah. I think he's great.
Do you think Phil Lynott would be a anti-masker?
No, I think he would get in line. He had a mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
is that the dividing line these days?
Well, it's like an air filter for your nose, so
Because it's like not only Van Morrison, but also Noel Gallagher, very anti-mask. And also the singer from the Stone Roses. So like, the Manchester scene, very much having a lot in common with...
Industrial city, they're used to shit in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
What if the Beatles like the remaining Beatles all came out. Do you think that would make an impact? It's like fucking Ringo. Well, if Ringo did it, everybody'd be like, eh, fucking Ringo. But if Paul did it, everybody'd be like,
Interesting. That's when it's like, it's always that thing of like, when you think someone gets super, super, super rich that they now know about other stuff. And it's one of my favorite anecdotes about our dear departed friend, Brody Stevens. When Zach Galifianakis, his buddy from a long time, became super famous. Like, Zach was always, like, you know, popular in comedy, but then after the Hangover movie, Zach Galifianakis became a superstar, and him and Brody went to go get lunch, and then Brody asked Zach secretly, he's like, hey, now that you're super rich and famous, do you have any more information on UFOs?
Oh, Brody. And then they got back on Zach's Vespa and drove away together.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they hit up Tom DeLong and Brody got the scoop.
Brody got the scoop from DeLong. Yeah, exactly. Space spiders. Neil, weren't you talking about recently about like how like that Tom DeLong voice that he does, actually someone did an like a background check on like why he sings like that and where it comes from?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So you were talking about how it's like the way he talks, it comes from like a regional, like a white kid trying to sound like a Latino in the area he grew up.
Oh, makes sense though.
Yeah. No, I get that a lot actually, especially in Santa Cruz. You get that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, if we ever had that episode that was lost, you would hear Neil talk about that and tell us about that, which is very interesting. Neil, again, I know I've said this before. Puzzles, crossword puzzles, any kind of brain games.
Tetris.
Yeah.
Tetris, that sounds fun.
Yeah, Tetris is fun.
In legal music news, Bill Murray is receiving legal threats from the Doobie Brothers.
Woohoo! Ooh, those are my local boys. They literally wrote a song about the hills above Santa Cruz, which is where I'm sitting right now.
Yay! So this is what the Doobie Brothers' lawyer sent. Dear Mr. Murray, we're writing on behalf of our clients, the Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers perform and record the song "Listen to the Music," which Tom Johnson of the Doobie Brothers wrote. It's a fine song. I know you agree because you keep using it in ads for your Zero Hucks Given golf shirts. However, given that you haven't paid to use it, maybe you should change the name to Zero Bucks Given. We understand that you're running other ads using music from other of our clients. It seems like the only person who uses our clients' music without permission more than you do is Donald Trump. This is the part where I'm supposed to cite the United States Copyright Act tell you you're not complying with some subparagraph that I'm too lazy to look up and threaten you with eternal damnation for doing so. But you already earned that with those Garfield movies. And you already know that you can't use music in ads without paying for it. We'd almost be okay with it if the shirts weren't so damn ugly. But it is what it is. So in the immortal words of Jean-Paul Sartre, au revoir, golfer, et paillez.
That's
their lawyer.
That's a pretty good, straightforward legal complaint. Like, he's like, yeah. I'm not going to bother with this. You know you fucked up.
That's a very strange way to approach it.
Yes. No, for sure.
It reminded me, have you ever heard of the NFL letter? So in the 70s, a lawyer wrote to the Cleveland Browns and was complaining about people making paper airplanes out of their programs and that if somebody loses an eye, he's going to sue them. This is like 74. This is before crazy lawsuits. This is what the lawyer for the Cleveland Browns wrote back. Dear Mr. Cox, attaches a letter that we received on November 19th, 1974. I feel that you should be aware that some asshole is signing your name to stupid letters. Very clearly yours.
That's great.
That's great.
That's really awesome. And ever since I saw that, I was like, that's all legal letters need to be, is just like immediately going like, hey, this is too stupid to be a real thing, but you're implicated somehow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, Bill Murray, for a guy who has the love and respect of America, he sure is involved in some shitty, stupid, like money-making activities.
Yeah.
Shirts, all his weird golf stuff.
Yeah, there was a restaurant, I think, for a little bit.
Yeah,
Wahlburgers.
Bill Murray's behind Wahlburgers.
Yeah. Doesn't he have like a majority stake in like a minor league baseball team too?
He does.
I think so, in South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Recently, in an interview, because Sufjan Stevens just put out a new album today.
Ooh, Rhode Island?
Yeah, he's finally going through the 50 states. But he said, when talking about how he performed at the Oscars in 2018 for Call Me By Your Name, he says about it, honestly, one of the most traumatizing experiences of my entire life. He went on to describe it as a horrifying Scientology end of the year prom and represented everything I hate about America and popular culture.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't enough downbeat moments about streets named after Polish people, apparently. I've only heard that one album.
There was a, in the Elliott Smith documentary, it's like there was an interview where they were talking about, how, like, it's like when he played the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And they're like, he's like, I think everyone just kept on asking me if I was nervous, and I felt bad for people thinking I would be nervous, so I just told them I was. Because, like, I guess Cher came up to him. Hey, you're going to be great. Like, he just, like, he didn't want, like, because everyone was wanted to, like, coddle him. And so he just, like, allowed it to happen.
I have imposter disease over my not having anxiety about doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And in new release today, a new single from, you guys are going to love this. Vin Diesel put out a song today.
Is it about his D&D group? Because he's been doing a lot of stuff about that.
I wish it was, but it's not. It's a house song called Feel Like I Do. Here, we're going to listen to a little bit of it, guys, and see how, if it really just gets you going. He also says, for so long, I've been promising to release music, encouraged by you to step out of my comfort zone. Pretty much just what it is.
Yeah.
It's like it's serviceable, it's fine. I mean, I don't listen to that type of music, but
you know, sounds like a poolside in Vegas or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That is it for music news. We're gonna stop now with a track submitted to us. We've played a song of theirs before, but it's Danny Carney Chainsaw. I fucking always forget the whole name of this fucking. Danny Carney Chainsaw Symphony. I wanted to get it right. We played a song from this EP before. I really like it. This one has a real like cool like kind of Cars Gary Newman vibe to it. But it's called Nice Blinker, and more radio when we get back. Let's get excited, guys. Let's have fun. How about that?
Back in the room, shoot shit, rolling the dice. Hey, this is Keira Knightley, and you're listening to Joner Radio.
Hey guys, it's Cash, here to talk to you about Keeps. Did you know that 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left. You can get treated with Home. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online, very important these days, and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months, so you can say goodbye to pharmacy checkout lines and awkward doctor visits. Keeps offers generic versions of their medication, of the only true FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but you've probably never tried them for this price. Prevention is key. Keeps treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months or more to see results, so it's important to act fast. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments start at just $10 a month, plus for a limited time, you can get your first month free. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/radio to receive your first month of treatment free. That's keeps.com/radio radio. All right, guys.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Keira Knightley. You sound different when recorded, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. Neil, I noticed you're watching your TV a lot. Is there a game on right now?
No, Castaway. I don't remember this being so super long before he gets to the island. It's been on for like a half an hour.
Yeah, they really build up to it.
They stretch it out a little bit. They knew you were coming for the island, so they're like, it's built
yeah,
in.
Yeah. You got to wait. You got to wait for to see that shit.
Okay, quick question for you.
Yeah. Huh?
Top 5 albums Tom Hanks should listen to on a desert island.
All of Rita Wilson's. Guys, it is time for Today in Music. Oh, where I go to a site and talk about the things that it says. But more importantly, when I was doing there wasn't that many interesting things. The birthdays today, you got Will Smith, Fresh Prince. You got Donald Glover. And you got, that's it. You got, you just got Childish Gambino. And that's,
you got two rappers with TV shows. Those are the only two people.
The only two people, of course, that were born. But another person that was born in today, September 25th, 1930, was Shel Silverstein.
Oh. Hey,
American poet, singer, songwriter, cartoonist, screenwriter, and author of children's books. He is the person who wrote A Boy Named Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's me. I wasn't on silent. He wrote A Boy Named Sue and was made, of course, very popular by Johnny Cash. They even played it together on TV once. Here's a little clip of that.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze.
So far, just...
Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
Well, I grew up. You know what? That's not the version from the TV show where they did it together on the Johnny Cash.
No, because that's the one where that's literally like him playing it the first time because people are laughing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's a joke. And they're like, oh.
Yeah. You didn't but I don't know if you know this, but he did put out a prequel song.
Really?
To that. Yeah.
Okay, now years ago, I wrote a song called A Boy Named Sue. And that was okay and everything. Except then I started thinking about it and I thought, it is unfair. I am looking at the whole thing from the poor kid's point of view. And as I get more older and more fatherly, I begin to look at things from old man's point of view. So I decided to give the old man equal.
Didn't he almost kind of sound like Duncan Trussell right there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Have you seen pictures of Shel Silverstein? He kind of looks like Duncan Trussell.
He looks poorly. Psychotic. It's like when you go, it's like, hey, here's a really eccentric children's author. Okay, let me see a picture. If I have an idea where they probably wear like a crazy shirt or something like that, have puffy hair. It's like, no, he looks like a serial killer.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah, I left home when a kid was 3, and it sure felt good to be fancy free, though I knew it wasn't quite the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I had enough, so just for revenge, I went and named him Sue. Yeah.
His intro made it seem like it was going to be like an apology.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, now that I'm older than that. Yeah, fatherly, you know, just and then like also just like, yeah, he sucks. So I named him Sue. I wanted to fuck this kid over, ruin my life.
It's also weird to think about, like, if you ever go back and watch any of those documentaries, like about the Playboy Mansion in the 70s, Shel Silverstein is in every one of the pictures. He lived at the Playboy Mansion, which was so weird. Like he was one of what's his name's like best friends and had his own room, and like every playmate from like 70 to like 80 was like, yeah, he was a horn dog,
just a real bon vivant.
Yeah, I wish I could get into that children's author / playboy club.
So Cash had a great idea for a segment where we would talk about our favorite song intros. I think there's a great deal, like the first opening bars or riffs or something that kind of just like, you know, that has really, that you really like and what you feel sets up a song in a really great way. And first I want to play the opening track from a Born Against album entitled Kneel, which I find this is the best way I think I've ever heard an album and song opened up, because it really just is so funny.
Hello, shit. We're Born Against, so suck my fucking lizard.
Yeah, so that's a great way to start anything. Hello, shit.
Hello, shit.
Hello, shit.
You don't even know if it's multiple people or one person. It's just offensive.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And the next one, I think, is just, it's one of my favorite songs, when just such a great intro to a song, because it's a great bass line and it just kind of just gets you pumped up for the song. Waiting Room by Fugazi.
Oh yeah.
Classic.
It's so good, and it's just one of those things that just like, and even if you don't know the song, you're like, it sounds like something's coming. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like something's coming.
Yeah, almost like even though they keep
up that, and they almost keep that, you know, that pace, like, you know, for up until the you know, the chorus part. But like, it's like even when like everything comes in, it's still the same pace. But it's like, it's almost like a guy's walking down the hallway, and then like but like, it's like, you know, something's coming, and then like other people start to come out of doors in the hallway and join the guy as they're all going to go. And, you know, it's all just Norma Rae leading the charge, you know? So those are mine, as far
great
as
great,
like,
picks.
Thank you.
That Fugazi thing is so, like, I can't believe I suggested it and it wasn't, I suggested this topic and it wasn't inspired by that. Cause that is, Neil used to use that as the intro for the M-bar, to start the M-bar, the Q. So it has a lot of connections for me. Yeah. But it's such a good riff.
Very good. All right. Anyone going to share their screen or share their audio?
Neil, you want to go next?
Whiteboard, what the fuck?
No, you're close. You're close. Go to the...
No, not the screen, just the audio, Neil.
It was in advanced options.
Just like a couple days ago.
I know. I just screwed everything up, though. More? Share computer sound. Okay. So yeah, I wanted to find this Speaking Canaries cover of the Speaking Canaries cover of Van Halen song, but I've, in keeping with our tradition of tiny kid drummers, I found this 6-year-old playing it or playing along to it. Gong.
Look at that little gong.
Kid's got the goods. I'll just play up to this first fill because it's fucking so funny to watch. Yes, you know what, that gets me pumped.
What that reminds me of is like the any kung fu movie where the good guy is about to fight a guy with nunchucks, and there's like 10 seconds of just the guy showing off with nunchucks right at the beginning. That's what the beginning of that film looks like. Like, oh shit, we're in for a fucking fight, and then he just breaks into it.
That's great.
Now he's just on mute, and it looks pretty fantastic as well.
Nice.
My second choice was the song Honey Bucket by Melvins off their album Houdini. It's just another good getting pumped kind of.
And it's like, what I like about it too is that like, it's almost like the guitar starts and it's just like it's like motherfuckers, come on! And then like the drum's like, okay,
So those are mine.
Oh, that's a good one.
I will stop sharing.
Yeah, I like there was a couple like songs I almost wanted to pick, like a song from Tenement out of Wisconsin, like, and they just have like a song that I love, but it's just the start is just like a drum going like and then the song starts, but it's just something so like just like quick and short, and it's not like an epic or like a crazy intro. It's just like, it's just fun. It's like a fun way to just hop into a song. It's like yeah, we could do a click off, or we could do like a real quick little, you know, thing,
little riff.
Yeah.
Okay, so mine is, some of them aren't loading for some reason. I don't know why that's going. Here we go. So this is, I was talking about this over the dinner table. My parents are in San Francisco, and I said like, yeah, we're gonna do a list of like best opening riffs, and then not even saying anything, my mom just started singing this. Just a great intro, and then the horn line comes in and just like picks it up, and you're like, yeah, I'm into this, even if you don't particularly like that song. Sort of on the same level, I think she came up with this one too.
Yeah.
This is just it's so kind of different from the song. The song is so like loud, and but this is a great intro for a really good song. Sort of going along with the idea of like good opening riffs and like cinema, like the way like cinema movies, the way you like it can good song can pull you into the song. This, it can pull you into a movie the same way. And this is like this is Pusher Man by Curtis Mayfield from Superfly, but it's just like immediately you're on that. Like, okay, all right, now I know where we are. Kind of showing off. Like, all right, oh, okay, I know the tone. Great, great one. this is one of, when I was a bartender, this was like my pump up song, and the open of this song is so great. This is Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. It's just the riff. This is the only thing that they're going to be playing the entire time. And it's that thing of like, okay, here's what it is. And then we're going to kick into it. And then him lighting a cigarette that like started is just that feeling of like, hey, now I'm going to need this. We're gonna kick ass here in a second, but I'm taking a second, even in the song, to get ready. And then the one that actually did inspire this, when I texted you guys, was I was listening to Screaming Females, and this is just like, this throws you into the music so quickly. Like you're getting into that song, and
that's what I like. It's almost like what I was saying with that like 10-minute song, where it's like just a quick little, like, you know, like just a little bitty little riff
getting in. But it puts you in the mindset. That's what these great riffs are. Is like, it just like points you towards the song and be like, you get strap in, because this is going to be, and it's hard. It's hard to write those great things. Hard to grab somebody's attention in 10 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Those are great picks. Great picks, Cash. Also, I think we all forgot the best opening sound to any song. The best opening is this one. the wine cork coming out for Feel the Pain by Dinosaur Jr.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So that's it for our show.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a good time?
I had a great time.
That's good. Good, 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 good.
Let us know what your favorite opening riffs are. Those we may not put them on the show, but I would love to hear them.
That's true. Yeah, we could do a little addendum, a little callback segment. Well, you know, do it for the fan. Do it for the fan out there.
The one fan.
The one fan.
Well, it's very happening? Important to have a fan.
Yeah, what's happening right now in
just got to the island. Just walked the shore.
Thank God. I thought it was never gonna happen.
Has he violated his oath as a FedEx guy and opened the packages yet? That was a real moral point.
Yeah. Oh boy.
What if he had gotten a can of tennis balls instead of just a volleyball? But still same name, but he
Wilson's. Wilson's. I'm only down to my last Wilson. All right. If you liked any of the bands that you heard on the show today, check them out. If you want your music featured on this show, send it to us. Jonah Radio, RAYDIO at gmail.com. Please tell your friends about the show. Tell your friends to send us their music. Tell your friends to listen to the show. Tell everyone you know to listen to the show. We like doing it. We like to have spread the good word of tunes and music noons. Okay, we're going to wrap it up with a song from Mets. They just put out some new stuff, and I am a huge fan of the Mets, and I also think that Neil really would like the Mets as well, and that's why I'm going to play that. So this is Blind Youth, Industrial Park. Thanks for tuning to Jonah Radio. Thank you, Neil Mahoney. Thank you, Cash Hartzell. We'll see you next week. Just look for us.